This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For over a decade, John Harrison has been the frontman for the indie rock band North Elementary. Looking for a different way of expressing his music and his art, John created a new sound and a name, J-Phono One. Not only the name of his group, but also the moniker for his visual art as well. John Harrison returns to the show as J-Phono One alongside his band The Chevrons and their new album, Meadow Magic Hour. Joining him in the studio on percussion and vocals, Brad Porter, John Jaquis on the drums, and Patrick O'Neill on the bass. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
John, let's talk about. I rarely ask bands where the name came from, but okay. There's a good story behind your name, J-Phono One.
Yeah, when I was trying to get an email address back in the 90s, of course, my name being John, all the Johns were taken. Mm-hmm. So to set up my Hotmail account, I just had a bunch of mixers and things in my room, and there was like Phono Outs. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool spelled. And it was a Phono One, so I picked that, and the J for John. And
that's great. You know, I actually took a pseudonym for a while as a character. It wasn't my air character, but it was a character we made it in a play. We did a radio drama series in college, and the star was Borad Pennell. Which was because somebody had misspelled board panel. It was Borad Pennell, and there it was looking at me every single day I went to the radio station. So we made him a character in our play, Borad Pennell.
It's interesting how those things happen.
And in radio, you know, it's like if you name things after your board, good things happen. So you got a band now. So tell us about this. Because you've been with North Elementary, kind of an indie rock band. How is this band different, or is it?
It's a lot of the just sort of technically like the tunings. I don't play in standard tuning for any of the songs because I got sort of bored with standard and it became a little more interesting for me. And then even just the structures of the songs sort of lying between instrumental type songs but still having parts that are sort of catchy and hooky. But extending a lot of the other parts and improvising a lot in the middle of the song as well.
You know, when Keith Richards discovered open G tuning, everything changed.
Well, that is the Stone sound.
Honky Tonk Woman.
Yeah.
Brown Sugar. Let's do a song right now, will you?
That sounds great.
That's okay.
Thank you.
J-Phone 01 and the Chevrons performing the song Be Down, Be Free from their new album Meadow Magic Hour. They're going to be playing at an album release show in Carrboro on Saturday, April 7th. They're here on our show now. And, of course, you can always go to our website if you missed that because we have all that information there. So you're doing a lot more. It's kind of jam band sort of stuff these days, I would say. Let me ask you a question, Brad, because I know there's an interesting story involving the state of things for how you guys got together, right?
Oh, yeah. We knew a mutual friend of ours, Will Clinton, used to work on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And Will used to work with me over at the Art Center and introduced me to this guy. He said, I think you like John a lot. And met him. I was like, yeah, he's pretty cool or whatever. And then we started hanging out and was the best man at my wedding. And
yeah.
Wow. Good stuff.
These are all my bros.
Did you were you doing music at the time yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Long time.
And so when you got together, did your styles merge right away, or did you sort of grow together after that?
John has the vision, I would say. Like, I'm kind of all over the place stylistically, so I try my best as a hired gun to meld to other people's sound. But definitely had, like, in my past, there's a jam band legacy there and a love for that kind of music. And then the indie rock vibe just pulls it all together to really fit into this scene quite nicely as a hybrid of two things. So, yeah, just following John's lead and these other guys and stretching out a little bit.
You know, when you talked about vision, and of course you need the talent in some sense of where you're going, but also when I think of jam band, I think of everybody kind of working together and the sound becoming what you all come
together.
So what's the role? It sounds like a nice, delicate dance here, vision, leadership, and then, of course, letting it all unfold. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started J-Phone, it was sort of like solo stuff, but then I just wrote a batch of songs where I was like, I think this could be served better by interacting with other musicians, which is like my favorite way to play. Yeah. So that's when I asked, you know, my friends to come play with me. And, you know, Brad, I mean, he started out playing keyboards for a while. I mean, we tried different things, and he's certainly not a hired gun. He's like a big member of this band, as John and Patty are as well.
Do another song for us?
Absolutely. Right here.
J-Phone 01 and the Chevrons, their new album is Meadow Magic Hour. They're going to be in Charlotte at Snug Harbor on April 6th, and they're playing an album release show at the Cat's Cradle back room in Carrboro on April 7th. We've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. John, I know that you've said one of the reasons that you created this band, J-Phone 01, was to experiment with guitar sounds. And I wonder when you get it, I mean, again, the beauty of a jam band is getting together and seeing what all happens and bringing the audience along with it, right? What happens when you get into a studio? Do things change for you? And how much post-production do you like to do?
You know, it's obviously a little different when it's just us, but I think we just garner the energy from ourselves versus, you know, the environment that we're in. Because we do enjoy playing music together. It's fun. Even being here now playing is sort of the same feeling. We record most of it live and then overdub a lot of like the vocals and some of the extra fun parts of it, but we're trying to get the basic feel, you know, and initially all together in the same room.
I mean, that can be the fun of a guitar, of course, is that you can create. I mean, in and of itself, an acoustic guitar can create all kinds of great sounds. But when you start playing around electronically, you can have a great time with some of the sound.
And most of these are born from acoustic guitar. It's just me at my house, like on the couch and stuff. So it's really interesting to even for me to change them up than playing with other guys.
Do you have a preference, this kind of thing, or do you sort of find yourself wanting to do more indie and then coming back and doing this? How's that go?
I'm in a really like unique position and one that I like, because this North Elementary is still like a band, and that's how I get to do that stuff. I enjoy playing with those guys. Right now, sort of my interest is in this. So,
does one inform the other? Do you go back with different ideas, having been in one place and another?
I mean, probably in ways I can't really imagine. Same with my visual art. Like, I think it's all kind of comes from the same place within me.
Well, I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to tell everybody that J-Phone 01 and the Chevrons have a new album, and it's called Meadow Magic Hour. John Harrison performs as J-Phone 01, lead vocals and guitar. Brad Porter on percussion and vocals. John Jaquess on the drums and Patrick O'Neill on the bass. Their album release show in Carrboro on Saturday, April 7th at the Cat's Cradle Back Room. J-Phone 01 has additional solo dates in Greensboro, and then they're going to be in Winston-Salem. And you can find all of that at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director, with Al Budarski helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, J-Phone 01 and the Chevrons.
Thanks, Frank.
Spells from ghosts and ghosts from graves are here. Now you are a wheel, now you're the flood, and now it's easier your way. Feedback strange, there is a habit.